22 minutes after 4. It's Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad. In the previous hour, we spoke to Erica Liebenberg, joining us over the phone. And we're days away, obviously, from the end of the tax year that's happening on the 28th of February, end of the month. And as we know, money is very tight for so many of us. We'll make that conversation available as a podcast about practical tax smart steps that people can still take before the deadline. So thank you so much again to Erica. Let's now turn our attention right here on 107.7 to our second conversation on KC Drive with Wesley van Graan, holding on the phone. So right now in our country, guys, is a statistic that we weren't aware of. More than 65% of children are growing up without the active presence of a father or a positive male role model in their lives. Our research is showing that this can have a very serious impact, of course, on young people's lives. We're talking about the Fathers Matters campaign, the Fathers Matter campaign by Heartlines, and why positive male involvement makes such a big difference. On the line is community mobilizer and trainer Wesley van Graan. Wesley, thank you for holding on. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And so glad that you were able to get me to come and have this conversation with you.
Lovely to have you. We'll make it available as a podcast, just like the others. Now, Wesley, for those of us who may not have heard it before, or about it before, what is the Fathers Matter campaign all about?
So Fathers Matter is a campaign that's brought to you by Heartlines. It's an organization that is involved with values promotion in South Africa. We've just looked at some of the biggest challenges within our country, and it's all based on people's values, what they value and what they see as important. And so we just want to heighten that. And one of the things we've done is doing research, and from the research, that statistics of 65% of children grow up without a biological father in their home came to the fore. And so as a result of that, we've developed this Fathers Matter program, and the main goal for it is to have men more actively and positively involved in the lives of children. And that stops or helps to prevent those who are at risk being victims of or perpetrators of violence like gender-based violence, mental illness, substance abuse, teenage pregnancy, gangsterism, poor educational and economic outcomes. All of that is often linked to not having a father or a male that's present and active and positive in their lives.
Now, Wesley, we often hear about the absence of a father in South Africa or father absence. What are some of the key challenges or, let's say, barriers that are keeping men from being more involved in the lives of their children?
I think all men face the challenge, especially those who become fathers, is that none of us go to fathering school. You know, I don't know if you're a father and if you've gone to fathering school, but we learn from our own fathers or we learn from other men. And if that's been a negative thing, then, you know, we just perpetuate that, or we don't know how to handle situations. I think of my own father, and there were certain things that he just didn't know how to raise a teenage young man, and so did it in a way that wasn't beneficial to me. So we looked at those things, and we really want to help men, first of all, get their knowledge and understanding of what it means to be a father, the skills gap. And it's sometimes it's actually quite simple things. And if you ask them what they want out of from a father, they will be able to tell you. It's just that they need to learn how to put that in place and identify it. Secondly, we believe that people think that provision of finances is the only and the main thing that a father needs to provide. And most men think, well, if I've given the money, that's it. I don't provide anything else. And that's can't be furthest from the truth. We provide in other ways security. We provide a safe environment. We invite encouragement, a whole range of other things. So if men are not earning money, all of a sudden they think, I'm not a good father. Well, they can do other things. And then obviously in our culture and society, in our Black African ethnic communities, we have to deal with issues around you know, the payment of labola and how that takes a long time, and if the wife or the girlfriend falls pregnant, there's damages that needs to be paid, and who then has access to the child. And so the child's development is impacted by that, but also in society, that if the society doesn't think that children are valuable, then they're not going to invest time in raising them you know, in a way that's going to benefit them in the future. And then lastly, we just think resources. I think most men, if they had the resources, and if we have communities from our churches to our NGOs and sports clubs, if we have the resources that can help men, to play a positive role in the lives of children, we could make a huge difference. And so we at Heartlines, that's what we want to provide.
Let's speak about the Fathers Matter program, Wesley. What does that look like on the ground? What actually happens in these workshops and groups?
So we have three points of you know, you can say attack on this. We've developed forms. I first want to talk about the forms because that's been on SABC. We've got seven forms now that deals with different issues around fatherhood. One is about abandonment. One is about social fathers, about boys that can getting caught up in gangs. One is about a father who has loads of money but doesn't actually spend time with his son. One is about a father who works away and yet has a major influence in the positive life of his daughter. So these forms come with discussion booklets afterwards. And different groups can watch it, and you can see, get it downloaded on YouTube. So the media side is where we are strong in. And then we thought, well, to help the media to become better, we need to provide a platform so that we can actually promote that. And so the Fathers Matter workshop does that. We get men to start to talk about different things, about their own fathering experience. How did they experience the father? What do they think is a good father? What are some of the barriers that men are facing? Because men don't talk. Women talk. Women will get together and they'll have a good conversation about it. We'll stand and complain about their children rather than come up with solutions. And so we try to ask questions that men have never ever asked or answered. And we get them to provide a group, a safe group, and start to talk about those things. And I think the dialogue is the first stepping stone into that. And then from that, we show them some key ways in which they can start to step up in their fathering. How do they teach their children values? What are their values? We look at some of the issues that they need to address, the gatekeeping that happens when women actually play a big role in not allowing men access to children. We have to deal with the hurts that women have felt because of men abandoning them and their children. And so Fathers Matter is not just for men. We actually allow, or we invite women to come along if they'd like to as well, because women also have a father. And we find often that women have had issues with their own father. And so that also needs to be restored and to help their own children from not experiencing the same thing.
Now, Wesley, you have a Fathers Matter workshop breakfast that's happening this coming Saturday. So what can we expect from the, you know, from the morning, and what do you think should be there?
Yeah, so we're inviting, I mean, primarily we want to invite men. We want to invite men. You may not even be a father, but you may be a father figure, or you may be what we call a social father. In other words, you have an influence within the life of a child as an adult male that can shape their lives into the future. You don't have to have biological children to actually come to this. And so we have a light breakfast. It's free of charge. And people come along. We then get into small groups. We watch some video clips. We have discussions, and I facilitate a real interactive time, asking questions and trying to answer some questions that men may have. And so it's for about 2.5 hours. We'll start at 9 and finish at about 11:30. And we really hope that we can get as many as possible there. We did have a limit of 50 people. We still, I think, had space for about 15 people, 15 to 20 people. So if we go slightly over, don't worry, there'll be enough food. So they can contact me. And first of all, it's at the Charis Worship Center in Lupine Street in Lantana, in Paarl. And they can contact Pa Denston Hendricks, and I'll give you his cell number, 083-2583-119, 083-2583-119, and then Wesley van Graan, 079-887-0938. So just to say that this, we'll probably do it bilingual, so I'm... You know, myself and a colleague will be presenting. We're both fully bilingual, English and Afrikaans. But that doesn't stop our close-up speaking folks from coming along as well. But we just want to make it accessible for most people who would like to join us.
That's happening this coming Saturday, guys. If you need the numbers, you guys can just drop us a text, and then I'll share that with you as soon as you send it. Wesley, thank you so much for the time this afternoon. We wish you and your team everything of the best with the campaign, not just for Saturday, but for the rest of the year. Please do talk to us again whenever you have a chance.
Thank you so much, and hope we can have another conversation in the future.
Absolutely. Have a lovely day. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
God bless.
You too. Bye. Well, there you go, folks. It's an important conversation, and hopefully it encourages more men to step up and be present in the lives of our children. Thank you to Wesley for joining us this afternoon right here on KC Drive, and he hopes to see you on Saturday.